This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We have more this morning on a story that was broadcast first on this program yesterday. Scientists claim they have spotted a bird long thought to be extinct. And it's not just any bird. It's a creature that, for some, came to symbolize many species that have been killed off by human progress. Even before it disappeared in the 1940s, the ivory-billed woodpecker had near-mythical status. It was admired by Theodore Roosevelt and gathered in by collectors. Scientists have never stopped searching for it. And today, as part of an NPR National Geographic radio expedition, NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on what they're planning to do now that they believe they've found it.
For 14 months, the team worked the bayous of the White and Cache Rivers in secrecy. After the first sighting by a single kayaker, they compiled six more good ones. They heard the bird's distinctive double rap. Most important, they got a brief but convincing videotape of the bird in flight. The team's scientific leader, John Fitzpatrick, is confident that at least one bird is really here. Fitzpatrick is director of the Cornell University Laboratory of Ornithology in New York. Last January, paddling down the White River with the search crew, he said it's lucky the bird ended up here.
It was a bird that lived in the high, big forests of southeastern U.S., the mammoth old forests with 10-foot diameter trunks and 1,000-year-old trees. As they were dying, the bird was feeding on them as they were dying. And that we took away all those trees, so here is a place, a little vestige that actually has some of that character.
Fitzpatrick has been a hopeful skeptic about the ivory bill for years. Now he believes it survived what he calls the bottleneck, the period from the late 1800s to the mid-20th century when America's big cypress forests were logged.
There may be a remnant population that actually, as these forests are coming back, might itself grow again, that the big, unique bottomland forests of central, southern North America might be coming back.
The White and Cache River region already contains some 500,000 acres of swampy wilderness and old-growth trees, ideal woodpecker territory. The Nature Conservancy, the federal government, and the state of Arkansas own and protect much of the land. Scott Simon runs the conservancy in Arkansas.
I mean, this is a big, wild, beautiful place of woods and swamps. And over the last 20 years, this partnership has worked together to conserve about 120,000 acres. So what we're going to do is continue that collaboration and do more conservation, restoration, and improvement of habitat for all the animals that live there and the ivory-billed woodpecker.
Over the past year, the Conservancy has raised about $10 million to buy more land to enlarge the protected areas. This week, the Secretary of Interior in Washington pledged a multi-million dollar effort to do the same. Protecting this fragile, if somewhat inhospitable, swampland has also become a preoccupation of Arkansas wildlife officials. Scott Henderson runs the state's Game and Fish Commission.
I think our big unknown now is people and what might happen to us and people wanting to come see this. Actually, we're trying to get a little smarter about ivory-billed woodpecker habitat, I guess, but apparently habitat that's good for deer and turkey and other wildlife is pretty good for ivory-billed, or it wouldn't be there.
The people who hunt and fish the bayous of the White and Cache Rivers were instrumental in saving them from development. They're now about to experience an onslaught of visitors. The birding community in the U.S. numbers in the millions, and they tend to move in flocks. Cornell's Fitzpatrick warns them that the 40-odd members of his search team spent a year on these bayous and logged only 7 sightings. Birders are more likely to see a pileated woodpecker or a nuthatch or a wood duck, or they might find Fitzpatrick himself. Listen for hooting.
There goes a barred owl. Maybe I'll try to hoot him. Oh, here he comes. Wait a bit, see if he hoots.
It could be a barred owl or a Yankee ornithologist in the bayou calling in the owls. For Radio Expeditions, I'm Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. Photos and yesterday's report on the ivory-billed woodpecker are at npr.org.